30-minute television made that we made in Australia, but this has been many years ago. I haven't seen this little lady in approximately 20 years myself, but she always was a good talent. She sings a good song and plays a beautiful guitar. So I'm going to ask her to come out and perform for us, and I know you'll enjoy her. I'm speaking about Miss June Webb. June, where are you at, sweetheart? Here she come. Ain't changed much either. Come here and take this microphone. Elvis is not here. You got your guitar with you? She can perform.
I got it now.
You got it now?
I got it now.
All right, sweetheart. What are you going to... you want to talk with me a while, or you want to perform?
You want to talk?
Now, dude, wouldn't you come back to me like that? Yeah, I'll talk with you.
All right.
Tell me about yourself. Where have you been for the last 20 years or something like that since you left me? Where did you go? Well, you went to Hawaii, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You've been over there most of the time?
I've been over there for the last 5 years.
5 years?
And I'm all here representing the Hawaiian Tourist Association. I'd like to say hello and aloha. Aloha to everybody from Hawaii.
June, I
love country music over there, just like I do here.
When you're entertaining in Hawaii, mostly how did you perform? Did you just do it with you and your guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just kind of sit down in the crowd and in those big hotels and perform and sing your song that way?
That's capable. That's what I
did. Are you going to add, is the band here going to back you up now, or are you just going to do it
yourself? I hope so, because we rehearsed. It'd be nice if we could do it all together. I'd like to do a song that I recorded for you a long time ago, remember? A Cup Rose Publishing, and Hank Williams wrote it. And I got the Most Promising Female Award singer for this song. It's one called I'm So Lonesome.
You gonna sing that? Let's listen to it.
The song.
think you've lost the claims. In fact, you may have gained some. You've been doing a whole lot of entertaining since you left me, and I know you do a great job. You've been over in Hawaii to entertain the boys over there. Your voice held up well. You sang a good song.
Well, I'm glad it held up okay.
you do a good job. What are you prepared to sing another one?
Well, I like to do one of Kitty Wellgold's songs. You know, I used to do a lot when we were on tour together. And it's one called Making Believe.
Making Believe. I'd heard that girl sing, and she does a fine job, and still a pretty girl. She's got a lot of talent. She'll possibly be appearing in some of y'all's hometowns before long. She's going to maybe start working in this part of the country, and I hope that you'll remember and visit her and go out and miss her, because she's got a lot of talent. She's a talent. I'm glad to have the opportunity to introduce you again. Charlie Douglas, are you right through over there?
Yes, sir. We're all through.
We're going home. The boys got it out. You got your fiddle, Dan? Hey!
Mr. Van Hoven for you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you and good night to you all. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of country music, Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys. And this portion of the Grand Ole Opry has been brought to you by Sunbeam Bread and Bun Products, the kind of tradition to make for good times and good memories. And this is Clear Channel 650 WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.